The states and territories have been screaming blue murder in the months since the Commonwealth announced it was cutting billions of dollars from their health and education budget, but that didn't stop the New South Wales from today handing down a $1 billion surplus in its own budget, including the promise of massive infrastructure spending. The Treasurer has boasted that New South Wales can cover the gap left by Canberra in the short term, a luxury other states may not have open to them. Simon Fraser reports.
It's just over a month since New South Wales Premier Mike Baird delivered his initial verdict on the federal budget.
What we saw last night from Canberra was a kick in the guts to the people of New South Wales.
But today the state's Treasurer, Andrew Constance, seemed more concerned with next year's New South Wales election than any feud with his coalition colleagues in Canberra.
I can declare today to the people of this great state, New South Wales is back in the game.
Yeah.
Our budget is powerfully positioned. Net debt is down. Expenses are under control. The AAA credit rating is maintained. The budget surplus for 2013-14 stands at almost $1 billion. Most of this change in fortune comes from the improving New South Wales economy. Government policies to grow the state are beginning to bear fruit. This outcome exceeds forecasts and is testament to the responsible fiscal management of the government.
Infrastructure is the budget's main theme, with tens of billions of dollars promised if the coalition's re-elected to sell electricity assets. Mr. Constance hinted at why the government knows it's a potential election winner.
Each year, a Sydney commuter who goes to and from home is subject to an extra 185 hours of travel time per year due to congestion. Stranded on a train platform or sandwiched on a bus, sitting in a car on the M4, M5, M1, or on roads like Victoria, Parramatta, the Spit, or the Princes Highway. An extra 185 hours equates to losing a full week every year stuck in traffic.
Only at the back end of his speech did the Treasurer touch on the Commonwealth's impact, a hit of $2.2 billion over the next 4 years alone.
There is no point pretending that the broken agreements of the federal budget won't hurt the people of New South Wales. However, the prudent decisions this government has taken over 3 years means we are able to cushion the blow of these cuts. The Commonwealth should suspend its cuts until a review of the Federation can be completed.
But while the state government says it's covering much of those cuts in the short term, it seems they're firmly on the election radar of New South Wales opposition leader John Robertson.
Today's budget is simply Mike Baird handing down Tony Abbott's cuts to the people of New South Wales. What we've seen today is a budget that rolls out Tony Abbott's $25 billion worth of cuts to New South Wales in education and in health. This is a budget that's full of hollow promises and only guarantees further cuts to our education system, further cuts to health, and glossy documents and consultants' reports on infrastructure that might never actually occur.
It appears the federal government has taken with one hand but given with the other, though. JP Morgan economist Tom Kennedy says the surplus was boosted by an early payment of $700 million worth of roads funding, with the rest down to an improving state economy.
Clearly, activity has picked up a little bit across the state, and I think the government's fiscal accounts are really reflecting that improvement in our overall activity.
So it's a stronger and healthier state economy leading to a stronger and healthier state budget.
I think that is certainly a fair assumption. If you look over the forecast horizon, the projections for the surpluses have also been lifted. And that, of course, would suggest that the path that you're on is also a little bit better than you had previously forecast.
He says the state government's economic management has also helped. There are no guarantees the other states and territories will have budgets as well placed to deal with the federal funding shortfall.
It looks like the budget restraint that we have seen, you know, really is starting to pay some dividends, at least for the state economy.
Is it likely that some of the other states and territories won't be able to cover that shortfall in the same way that New South Wales has because of the health of its economy?
I think that certainly is a case-by-case basis, and it's very hard to paint a broad brush on such an issue.
JP Morgan economist Tom Kennedy speaking to our reporter Simon Fraser.